Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think I may have found a new hobby in the middle of the day. It's not to kill some time, but it's actually something that I do like.
Okay.
And we'll get into that in just a little while. Matt Clement, top of the hour. High school basketball season starting soon.
Yep.
We'll talk to him. That's his secondary job, but we'll talk to him about his fantasy football team.
His primary job is fantasy football.
Yes. Yeah. We'll talk to him about all the maneuverings. And, you know, the first question I do want to ask him is, what is it, if there's a pending labor dispute, what do you do? Do you change the way you're prepared? What do you do as a baseball player? Because that could happen. But listen to our man Jimbo, right? Our man Jimbo, who's off today, well-deserved day off as he worked over the weekend. Listen to him at the Tomlin press conference yesterday, but I want you to pay special attention, well, to the question, but also a certain portion of the answer. Listen to this exchange.
Yeah, Mike, you said, I mean, over the years when things don't go so well, you say you've got to ignore the outside noise. But when some of that noise is coming from guys, ex-players, guys that played for you, that question the physicality and the effort and that kind of stuff, does that have any more significance?
They would know, you know. They know the things that we value. I don't know specifically what you're talking about, but guys that have been here, guys that have been in that room, guys that understand the standards that we aspire to, they probably have a better understanding of that than anybody that's not in that room right now. And so I would imagine whatever it is you're referring to, I agree with them.
Eight words, I think. I don't know specifically what you're talking about.
Hmm.
You believe that? You believe he didn't hear Ryan? Now, these guys do live in walls that a lot of time are insulated by everything else.
Right.
But I'm not talking about Chris Hoke on the CW show. I'm not talking about Brian McFadden on our show. I'm not talking about Rocky Blyer on his Instagram.
Arthur in the afternoon. Yeah.
I'm talking about Ryan Clark on a national
ESPN
show that blew it up.
I have a hard time believing he didn't hear from somebody, or at the very least get a text from somebody, hey, did you hear what Ryan had to say? And then maybe he didn't get a chance to go look it up, or you know, maybe they didn't send him the link or whatever, and he didn't actually, or maybe they even didn't. He's like, I don't have time for this. We just got blown out by Cincinnati. We got to figure something out. And he decided to just not look at it. But there has to be some part of Mike Tomlin that knows that Ryan Clark issued that diatribe on Monday.
They're just, I fail to believe, because here's the thing. Here's why I think Mike Tomlin is a little Pinocchio in action here. And I like Mike Tomlin, again. But when he says, I don't know what you're referring to, then it would have been in his best interest. And in years past, he would have said, I'm not going to comment on something I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
So why did he then tackle the question if he didn't know?
That's a good point, and especially about something as, I don't want to say
incendiary.
Such a serious accusation that these aren't my Pittsburgh Steelers. You have gone soft, essentially, right?
And he agreed with them.
Yeah.
Like, look, this isn't a big deal that guys are blowing up the organization.
Well,
but Mike Tomlin, he's not telling the whole truth. I'm sorry if he says I didn't hear what they said, but I'm going to go ahead and agree with them. You know, they may have said the coach sucks. And he blindly agreed with them.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal if he's fibbing a little bit about how much he knows about what people are saying.
No, not at all.
I mean, whatever.
I'm just saying, I find it impossible to believe he didn't hear it.
The Steelers suck.
You walk into that building on the south side, and you get past security, or at least the last time I was down there, which was pre-pandemic. You walk past the security, right? And into like the main lobby there. And bang, there's a TV on the wall. And it's always on ESPN or NFL Network.
Correct.
You're telling me he didn't see a TV at all in the last 48 hours?
Let's now move this forward, because I think we agree to that. Even if we didn't agree to that, move this conversation forward. should he embrace those words and use those? Because here's what we know. The players heard them.
Mm-hmm.
That's who consumes those entities. They, you know, we say something and we get it on social media from some of the players or in direct messages or sometimes point-to-point contact from some of these guys. They hear everything that's said. Should he embrace the messages from the old players, from Clark, from Hoke, from B-Mac, from Rocky Blyer? Should he use that and say, you guys are part of something bigger? Like, I don't want to make this rah-rah playing for a state championship. No, you're some high school team or whatever. But isn't this entity different?
Yeah, but I think they do need to get back to some of that. Like, I would go so far if I were Mike Tomlin as to have either myself or somebody else reach out. I referenced that ESPN the magazine cover yesterday, the big nasty D, right? All the guys on the front of it. I think I may have it framed somewhere, just not put up on a wall. But you call each and every one of those guys and say, because look, like those guys, like the Ryan Clarks and Casey Hamptons and Joey Porters of the world looked up to and tried to aspire to be like the Steel Curtain defenses of the 70s. These guys now should look up to and aspire to want to be like that defense was, 10, 15 years ago.
Our friend Dan the drummer says, maybe he didn't specifically know what Jim was talking about because there were so many to choose from. Pretty good.
Could you provide an itemized list that I can provide feedback
goodness.
To? He should look. You're right. It's not the big homecoming game against Hampipe. Okay, I get it. But at the same time, this is as close as you get to that. All you are down on your luck. All your chips are in the middle of the table. Your hated rival is coming to town, and they do all the things well that have tortured your defense this year. So this is your opportunity. If ever you were going to turn it into rah-rah, wear your letter jackets on Friday kind of stuff, this is when you do it. This is when you call Ryan Clark and say, hey, man, I need you to bring that energy. I need you to talk to my
team.
Now,
if I were Jim, though, I would have said names. And I told him that when he left here yesterday. I did. I said, Jim, you know, because he goes, well, I'm thinking about this question. I said, I would say Ryan Clark. And I would say Chris Hoke. Because they have no problem owning it. They own their words.
Right.
So say the specific names. I'm not saying Jim erred because he got in the right neighborhood. But I would have said the specific house, not just the neighborhood.
Yeah. And again, I think if there's a week where Mike Tomlin wants to embrace the criticism, this is the week to do it. And embrace the people providing the criticism, in particular the people that played on your last great defense, right? The ones who are providing a lot of this criticism. Call them. The four people we mentioned, Ryan, Arthur, B-Mac, and Hoke. They were all a part of that defense at some point in time. Call them. Say, hey, you can't come to Pittsburgh if you don't live here. Right? I get it. You got things going on. I'll put you on a Zoom. Talk to my guys for just 10 minutes on Thursday or Friday, right before practice.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thought. And again, I don't want to get back to, you know, playing for the WPIL championship and you're going to bring in guy that's the linebacker right now at Akron because everybody looks up to him. But should there be, rather than us against the world, should they embrace more guys like that in the immediacy and in the now?
We've provided a lot of criticism about sort of living in their reputation, right?
Yeah.
But this is an instance where you want to show these guys, listen, this is what this needs to be about. And if it's just for this weekend, fine. It's just for Sunday. We need to remind, put it to Renegade, damn it, if you want to. Put together clips of Ryan Clark and Willis McGahee and Polamalu picking off Flacco and all the great Steelers-Ravens moments. Make it homecoming week if you have to, because something needs to wake this team up and remind them what they're supposed to be. You're supposed to be a Steelers defense, right?
And I don't think those guys are saying it, whether you take Clark, whether you take Blyer, whether you take Hoke, whether you take Bryant McFadden. They're not saying it to disassociate themselves or detach from the organization. They actually want a portal back in. And I think they're saying it as a method of assistance to help. I honestly think all of those gentlemen, it hurts to see the organization where it is. They're not getting any glee or any joy, or they're not deriving any happiness from seeing it where it is. They'd much rather be helpful and beneficial. There's nothing happy about seeing it where it is. They'd probably welcome the opportunity. But you wonder if they'd be tuned out by guys that want to rather play music
right.
at practice or not. It is an interesting dynamic that they care, though. And some guys, they didn't even play their whole career here. Some guys didn't even play here that long.
Yeah.
And they care.
They care about this place more than any other place that they play.
And if I'm a coach, I would welcome that in. Rather, yes. I sure as heck wouldn't I wouldn't be naive to it.
Well, look, I wouldn't make it an every week thing, right? But if any week is the week to remind your players what they're supposed to be about in this game specifically, it's the Baltimore freaking Ravens coming to town. And they're going to bury you, by the way, if they beat you. You're going to be buried at the bottom of the division. They're going to be locked in at the top. And guess what? You're not catching them. So this is your chance to turn. You want to turn the tide on the season?
Well,
like I said, show up in your letter jacket on Friday.
Even if this is a talent issue and they don't have a lot of talent, maybe you can manufacture some excitement to get the most out of the talent. You can fake it a little bit.
Maybe.
Through some rah-rah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.